yesterday, did Joe Biden have deals getting done? Yeah, it seems like he did. 330-450-1480. I want to hear from you. All right, 330-450-1480. It sounds like Joe Biden was getting deals done at the State of the Union address. It sounded like he got the Republicans to admit that, yeah, maybe they shouldn't be touching Social Security and Medicaid. Maybe they shouldn't be. Well, I thought he composed himself very well. He did what a leader should do. He shook the hand of the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Well, we all remember Donald Trump. He was very misogynistic. He was very misogynistic. And he wouldn't even acknowledge Nancy Pelosi at the State of the Union addresses. So I want you to take a listen to the start of the State of the Union address and some of the highlights from President Joe Biden yesterday. You're going to listen to this. I want to know your personal thoughts, though. Do you think that he did good? If you had to rate it, would you give him an A, being great, B, being good but not great, C, being middle of the road, D, being just awful, and F, being a failure, all right? A through F, what would you give Joe Biden? Take a listen to yesterday's State of the Union address, some of the highlights here.
I start tonight by congratulating the 118th Congress and the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And 2 years ago, COVID had shut down, our businesses were closed, our schools were robbed of so much, and today, COVID no longer controls our lives. And 2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threat since the Civil War, and today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken. I think the people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America. The supply chain begins in America. We've already created. We've already created 800,000 new manufacturing jobs without this law, before the law kicks in. With this new law, we're going to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs across the country. And I mean all across the country. We're seeing these Field of Dreams transform to the heartland. But to maintain the strongest economy in the world, we need the best infrastructure in the world. And folks, as you all know, we used to be number one in the world in infrastructure. We've sunk to 13th in the world. The United States of America, 13th in the world in infrastructure, modern infrastructure. But now we're coming back because we came together and passed the bipartisan infrastructure law, the largest investment in infrastructure since President Eisenhower's interstate highway system. And I mean it sincerely. I want to thank my Republican friends who voted for the law and my Republican friends who voted against it as well. But I still get asked to fund the projects in those districts as well. But don't worry. I promised I'd be a president for all Americans. We'll fund these projects. And I'll see you at the groundbreaking. Buy America has been the law since 1933. But for too long, past administrations, Democrat and Republican, have fought to get around it. Not anymore. Tonight, I'm announcing new standards require all construction materials used in federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. But every day, millions need insulin to control their diabetes so they can literally stay alive. Insulin's been around for over 100 years. The guy who invented it didn't even patent it because he wanted it to be available for everyone. It cost the drug companies roughly $10 a vial to make that insulin. Packaging and all, you may get up to $13. But Big Pharma has been unfairly charging people hundreds of dollars, $400 to $500 a month, making record profits. Not anymore. If drug prices rise faster than inflation, drug companies are going to have to pay Medicare back the difference. We're finally giving Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices. Bringing down prescription drug costs doesn't just save seniors money. Now some members here are threatening, and I know it's not an official party position, so I'm not going to exaggerate, but threatening to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. As my coach, that's okay, that's fair. As my football coach used to say, lots of luck in your senior year. Make no mistake, if you try anything to raise the cost of prescription jobs, I will veto it. Have you noticed Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits? Last year they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade. And that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it. Production. If they had, in fact, invested in the production to keep gas prices down, instead, they used the record profits to buy back their own stock, rewarding their CEOs and shareholders. Corporations ought to do the right thing. That's why I propose we quadruple the tax on corporate stock buybacks and encourage long-term investments.
All right, so he's talking about, you know, taxing the rich, which we should, right? He's talking about bringing the price of medication down, which I would love to see that. People should not have to go broke in order to live. Listen to that again. People should not have to go broke in order for them to live. So you hear some of the stuff that Joe Biden is saying during the State of the Union address. And yeah, a lot of it is bipartisan. Well, it should be at least. But it seems as though a lot of the Republicans in the crowd, they still didn't like it. And I don't understand that. I don't get that. Because universal health care should be something that we should all want. It's not a hand-me-out. It's just a rite of passage. I was talking to an acquaintance that lives out in the Paris area. They live in Paris, France. And she said, because I said, is your healthcare and stuff really that good? She said, we don't pay for anything. I said, really? She said, oh, yeah. She said, I couldn't imagine my money not being my money in America. She said, she's from Carrollton originally. She said, now here in Paris, I make decent money. I have a nice place to live. But the reason I'm allowed to live in that nice place and enjoy my life a lot more is because I'm not going in medical debt. But here in America, we are. If you want to buy insulin, you might have to go broke. And you shouldn't have to choose between having money or living. Those shouldn't be the options that were presented in America, but they are. Those are the only options you really get. It's either have money, don't have money, be healthy, don't be healthy. Universal health care should be across the board in this country. I'm tired of it being a topic. Just make it universal free health care across the board. I don't understand how that isn't bipartisan. Republicans keep saying that they're so mad about the $30+ billion, which I can understand that, that's being sent to Ukraine for their aid right now as they battle a war. But while they're saying that, and they keep saying, well, we need to use that money for home. We need to do stuff with that money here. Those are the same people who complain about welfare, about us actually helping Americans. They are. Tell me I'm wrong. 330-450-1480. I want to hear from you. You've heard part of Joe Biden's State of the Union address. If you had to grade it, give it an A being the worst, B being all right, C okay, all the way down to F for failure, what would you give them?